Okay. And if I hit roll over there, and then that all works. The drive with Robin Roz, intro sweeper. Should we just go straight into the music and take it from there?
Mm.
And there it is. Welcome to the first ever Drive with Robin Roz, I don't know, catch-up podcast?
Drive with Robin Roz recap.
Recap.
Recap. It's a yes.
Good one. What we're going to do is every week we've asked our producer to grab us four or five clips of their favorite bits from the show.
Yeah.
And we'll just play them back, see what we were talking about.
En of ons na die tyd weer luister en weer iets dalk anders wil sê of anders voel oor iets. We don't know what he's put together for us. So we kind of are just going in blind, which makes this all the more fun.
Also, there's a lot of, you know, extra stuff to talk about because you don't always have time on the radio.
Yeah.
We're always clock watching.
Exactly.
Das werk.
Now we aren't.
How's your Friday going, Mackenzie?
Listen, it's been a good one. I'm just, weet jy wat, ek is net dankbaar vir elke dag. Op die oomblik. Rarig.
Shake it off to your health scare.
You know, that's what I'm trying to lean into, right? It's just, whether it's a good day or whether it's a bad day, I'm just grateful for the day. And I think that's what kind of like medical stuff and not being entirely control of your health, like actually does for you.
Yeah.
Ek hier aan 'n tipe dankbaarheid. En jy, hoe gaan jou Vrydag?
Ek was by die boks vanoggend.
Okay.
Been sparring with our group of people. My coach is a big dude. And we did, one of the drills was just like defending yourself against a right-handed cross and a left hook. And those left hooks are landing like tree trunks. It's like being clubbed with a club.
Are the left hooks landing on your face?
No, you're putting your arm up. So you put your arm over, put your hand over your right ear.
Yeah.
And they're just landing on that forearm and shoulder area. Just the, it's like someone slapping you with a cricket bat over and over and over.
Now imagine jy het nie geblok nie en dit het in jou face geland.
Nee, kyk, dan sit ek nie hier nie.
Nee, so, nee.
We've got five clips today, apparently. Should we see what we've been talking about this week?
Let's go.
Waar begin ons? So you want to talk about people playing Wonderwall at the Braai today?
Yes, and that ding-ing-ing-ing-ing of Noah Kahan also kind of got me thinking about this thing. So, you know, when I was younger, it hasn't happened recently, but I just got this flashback to being younger and being at a Braai, and then some guy brings out his guitar and thinks that kind of lekker wees wel om die kampvuur a paar liedjies te sing vir al die ander mense by die braai.
Yes, ja, ek kan nie, my weet ek het uitgeblok, maar ek kan nie onthou dat ek die dude was wat gitaar gespeel het by die parties nie. Ek het wel soos koffiekroeg en home sales en goed gedoen. Neither of those ever helped me score.
That's Hunter Kennedy.
I was quite surprised by his reaction, actually. For two reasons. The first one, that he said he used to play home cells.
Well, I was like, you weren't scoring at home cell, Brie.
Yeah, but I never thought that Hunter Kennedy would be the person that kind of was involved in home cells.
Yeah, I mean, almal word so groot. In South Africa, yeah. I mean, how many of your friends do you know who went to youth groups and, you know?
Yeah.
All those kind of things when you're younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
En dan die tweede ding, wat ek dink hy lieg bietjie, wat hy gesê het, hy het nie geskoor nie. Come on, it's Hunter Kennedy. I'm sure he had rockstar energy even when he was a gangly, geeky 15-year-old.
You initially brought up Braai Guitar Guy.
Yeah.
In our conversations. Did you ever kiss Guitar Braai Guy?
Never.
Not.
And proudly so. Proudly so. I am now, however, married to a musician, so...
No, but it's different.
It's very different.
Your man's is a professional.
Yeah, but I never actually found Guitar Braai Guy attractive. And if I had, if he'd brought the guitar out at a braai, I would have immediately seen that as a red flag.
My only experience of Guitar Braai Guys were like a handful of friends, and none of them were good. Like, nobody knew enough of a song to even finish one song. And at that point, you're just like, I'm going to go get drunk somewhere else.
For me, it's like self-doubt is out. Overplaced, misplaced confidence is in with these guys. Because they just think that everyone wants to listen to them. En die feit is eintlik nee. Ons wil net braai en kuier en huis toe gaan. Okay?
But I mean, as a flirting tactic, I get it. If you can play the guitar, why not?
No.
What was your game move?
My game move.
When you were younger.
Ooh, Rob, no for all you made ding. I didn't have much game, but I'm a drink buyer.
hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yes.
I like that.
Because, I mean, like, back in my day when I was still flirting and when I still needed game, I would offer to buy a guy a drink. And that's actually how Chris and I got together.
Hey, Brit man.
Yeah.
Come over here.
We bought each other drinks back and forth the whole night. And
can I buy you a cider?
She'd like a glass of wine. No. So that was my kind of go-to tactic if I liked someone. And you?
I needed one-on-one time in conversation. I'm no good, like, off the bat. I'm a bit of a slow burn. Like, two or three times you meet me, you'd be like, actually, why am I still talking to this guy? I think I like him.
Yeah.
But I was never any good at, like walking up to a random girl you thought was cute in the bar and being like, hi, can I go and buy you a drink? I wouldn't have had the balls for that.
Listen here, I don't know why you're being so biscaya, because in the past 2 years of Rob Forbes and I working together, every time I post a photo of the two of us on social media, whether we're in the studio or if we've been out somewhere or something, it's just thirsty people in the DMs. Ooh, what's Rob's situation? What's Rob? And I'm like, guys, this is my colleague and my friend. I don't need to know. Someone actually saw you at a party at some place in Melbourne a couple of months ago and was trying desperately to catch your eye. And I was just like, no, that man, no, guys.
He's a gone boy.
He's a gone boy. And don't come for Rob through me, guys. The only reason people DMing me or people being nice to me is because they want to get with my co-host. No ways.
Thank you for that. It's very ego boosting and I love it. The only thing I will say is thank heavens I'm improving with age.
Yes.
I'm like a fine wine.
You are.
Die grijs hare kom deur
en blyk goed. Ek het net gesê, dis die sout en peper en die baard. You've never looked better.
Thank you. I think I've never looked better either.
Yeah.
Which, you know, later in life I suppose it's good.
Yeah, we're kind of blossoming in our 40s.
Wil jy klip nommer 2 luister?
Asseblief.
Waaroor anders het ons gesels hierdie week? What is a thing that your partner is so good at that you've simply stopped doing? Ooh, I remember that conversation.
Yeah.
Because the reason I brought it up is because that morning, Leah had made eggs at home in cake. I love cooking.
You do.
You know this.
And you are very good at it as well.
I just leave them alone. They are her domain. They are perfection every single time. And we don't like debate about it. There's no like, if we're going to have eggs, you're going to make it.
Done. Yeah.
Baie, baie lekker.
Ek het ook 'n kos ding met Chris. Hy natuurlik maak die kos en hy is baie goed daarmee, maar die een ding wat ek beter doen as hy is a roast chicken. I can roast a chicken to absolute perfection.
Are you getting that like butter in between the skin and the breast meats in?
It is. I can't do lot in the kitchen because it's not a domain I find myself in willingly ever, except on Christmas Day. Maar ek kan a chicken roast dat ek rarig, dit is iets waarop ek rarig trots is.
I imagine you're a very traditional chicken roaster.
Yes.
You're not like a beer can up the bum.
Oh no.
Not your vibe. Because listen, beer can chicken is a thing.
No.
It's quite lekker.
My mom used to make Coke chicken.
Coke
so
chicken?
So it was Coke with brown onion soup.
My dad used to do Coke and orange juice as the marinade for chicken for the braai.
Oh.
Coke and OJ is a really nice combo. Little
come
citrusy.
Through.
Maar soet en so taai en so sticky. Oh, lekker.
Coke and orange juice. Nee, dit is baie lekker.
I'm just imagining Roseanne's house growing up. The roast chicken would come out with the 2 feet tied together with a piece of string. A little bit of rosemary on top.
Die hoender is baie beskeie. My bene is toe. My bene is toe.
Gedra vir jou kalkoen.
Yes.
But the seat ding that you're like, I'm going to hand over, you are the G in this house, you are the king, you are the queen, jy doen dit beter as enig iemand anders, ek hoef nie eers meer nie, want ek weet.
Ja, en dit is okay, ons het allemaal strengths and weaknesses, and it's fine to like kind of embrace that one person in the partnership does something better than you. What is something that your partner does so well that you don't even attempt it anymore? Because
That was the conversation we were having.
Yeah.
And lots of people came through.
So many people came through with really interesting and cute things.
I really like the stories of just like couples just doing couple things.
Mm.
And, you know, cool. My husband kills at ironing. Leave him to iron.
Yes.
My wife is the braai master. Ek laat haar braai.
Luister, ek dink as jy daai aspekte van die ander persoon in die verhouding begin respekteer en weet hulle is beter, dan werk die verhouding amper beter, because daar is nie 'n fight of 'n argument oor hierdie persoon het nou 'n poging gemaak om my hemde te stryk en dit is verkeerd. So nou doen ek dit self, but without any of that kind of admin that comes with it, they know I do that because I do it well.
I feel like if you're, let's call it a very particular person, as it's net so moet wees, then you must do it yourself. Yeah. And you're not allowed to get angry at other people who don't do it the way you do it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who are like, it's not done the way I want it done. Also, I'm angry about that. I'm like, no, you don't get to be both. Kies a lane daar.
En bly waar jy is, asseblief. Andersins, wat moet ons doen? As jy nou wil klaar oor die ding, maar jy wil ook nie die ding doen nie. Nee. Hou op.
Ek doen het altyd, want jy doen het nie soos ek het wil doen nie.
Ja.
Well, then you're the one doing it, I am afraid. Because soon it's not going to be pleasant to be outside early.
Yes.
Or doing stuff like, you know, going for a hike at 5:00 in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do not. And one of the things that was suggested is we need to learn how to knit. And Roz knows, and I don't.
Yeah.
So vandag is my dag.
Maar luister, ek het nie my eie wol of breinaalde nie. Ek het dit van my dogtertjie Fallon afgeleen en sy het vir hierdie gestuur.
Dag.
Hello, Roz. Hope you enjoy the knitting lesson. Hello, mommy.
And hello, mommy.
Girl.
Cute.
Yeah, so
thank you, Fallon. We appreciate you lending us your things.
Yes, and when I asked her and I told her it was for you, she said yes immediately. Of course, Rob can have my knitting. Definitely.
Well, I'm ready to call it on my scarf. 2 lines of 15 stitches each. 30 steke, ek is klaar.
We now have 14.
14 stitches. That's what I managed in our knitting. We were just thinking, you know, what could we do for the winter?
Ja, like indoor hobbies, want dit is koud en dit is donker, as mense wil draaf of wil buite gaan stap of wat ook al. So, wat kan jy doen om jouself besig te hou in die koue en in die donker van die winter? Do you know what I really loved? I want to just go back to the voice note that my daughter sent you. I feel like kids gravitate towards you.
Kids like me.
Yes.
Children like me. I don't know what it is. I've got one of those like trustworthy faces.
Yeah.
There's a group of like 6 unknown adults at a braai that a child is meeting for the first time at someone's house. The kids are coming to hang out with me.
I get that feeling a lot from you that like kids just really, hulle geniet jou as hulle geniet jou mens wees.
I'm always I don't know. I just like cuz I never around them very often.
Yes.
I'm just like, "Oh, you're a small human being. Let me treat you like a small human being." I don't know, they like it.
They do. They definitely do. Is that weird for you? Because you're not a dad.
It is weird. It's not weird. I just don't know. I don't know any better. Market sin. I don't know if it's weird or not weird. Like, I mean, I'm my little cousin's favorite uncle. You know? Uncle Wobby. En sy wil net kom kuier, sy vra vir haar pa, luister, wanneer kan ek by hulle gaan bly? They've got cats. They live in Knobberge. So she's only like 6 or 7. You know, she's not old enough yet to come on holiday up to Gauteng.
She wants to.
But she just, you know, let's call Uncle Wobby from the car, listens to the radio, you know, streaming when my aunt picks her up from school in the afternoons. They catch our show. You know, it's just it's a vibe.
Yeah.
Ek weet nie hoekom nie. Kids are cool.
Hulle is cool. En ook wat 'n kind gaan doen is 'n kind gaan vir jou die waarheid vertel. Hulle gaan dit nie sugarcoat nie. Hulle gaan nie. And if a kid doesn't like you, if a kid has an like adverse reaction to someone, then I'm like,
Also, kids don't bother me. Yeah. A screaming baby on a plane doesn't even register in my universe. I'm just like, cool. It's there. It sounds like a child crying.
Mm.
I hope the child is okay.
Yeah.
And I carry on doing what I'm doing. I know some people get like you can feel the cortisol and the blood pressure rising. Ek weet nie, dit pla my nie.
You know what? I am now probably going to be hated for saying this, but a plane is public transport.
Precies.
If you have a problem with a crying baby on the plane, go either fly one of those airlines we actually spoke about a couple of months ago where they had adults-only flights, where they didn't have anyone under the age of like 13 or 16 allowed on these flights. Great. If you got the money for that and you want to do that, then fine. But as daar 'n kind huil op 'n vlug, sorry for you. you have to deal with it. You've got to deal with it. That child can't regulate themselves. Also, the pressure of not net nie net die opstyg en nie weer af nie, dit is die heel tyd. Hulle oortjies is so sensitive.
Yeah.
And they really, really do struggle. You can do, and no parent actually wants to be that parent that has a crying baby in a plane. It's, you get tense, you get embarrassed. I never used to stress. My child was my first priority.
Absolutely. And then I've seen that, you've seen those videos where the parents like preemptively feel bad, so they hand out like packs of sweets and stuff. I'm like, don't do that.
Why are you apologizing for something your kid can't help?
Stand up for your baby. Stand up for the child. You know, oh, it's screaming. Deal with it. Grow up. Like, or buy your own Boeing.
100%.
Gaan kry jou eie vliegtuig and then you don't have to complain about it. By the way, don't ask me why. When we were in high school, I remember we were in the computers in the science lab for some reason. And the conversation came up about how much would it cost to buy a plane. A Boeing.
Yes.
Like a commercial intercontinental 747 vat.
Yeah.
And we went on the website, and I'm sure it's changed since then. But back then, you could order one on their website with a credit card. Can you imagine putting your credit card details in for your Boeing?
For a Boeing. Bro. That's one of those heavy credit cards. Daai kredietkaarte wat of uit silver platinum op goud gemaak is, nee. Yeah. As dit op die tafel val, dan weet jy presies hoeveel geld ek het.
I'm drop my phone here like this.
Yes.
One of those. Sorry, phone.
That phone was dropped like a true person that does not have a contract with an upgraded new fancy phone. Rob doesn't like having debt and having anything that needs to come off every month or whatever. So he will have that phone that he just dropped until it looks like it's been dropped 17,000 times.
No, but you're right. I hate debt. We work our hardest not to have any.
Mm.
But the yellow system, you must have it.
Yeah.
It pisses me off. I'm like, what the hell do you mean? Like, I'm responsible with my money.
Yeah.
I manage to not have debt every month. Isn't that applaudable? Isn't that good? Banks are like, fuck off.
Where's your credit record? I'm not taking out credit because I don't want debt. Yeah, but if you don't have a credit record, we can't give you credit for a big thing because it's circle.
We need to show that you can pay it back. No, you want to lend it to me so you can make interest. And you're not willing to give me any.
Brr. It's... The banks are not our friends. We must realize that.
They are not your friends.
You know what? Right. When I realized my bank is not my friend. I went to the Seychelles recently.
Yeah.
And I was so excited because I love an airport lounge. It took me 40 years to have the correct, card
To get into the lounge.
To get into the lounge. Oof. I got my little card that allowed me lounge access the year that I turned 40, so 2 years ago. So excited. Chris and the kids dropped me at the airport. Before we left home, I turned around to go and collect my physical card, the physical bank card, want ek doen meeste van my transaksies met my phone.
Ja.
So ons het nou daai stukkie ook bygevoeg, want ons wou nou seker maak ek het my... Kom toe by die lounge aan, ek het my boarding pass, ek het my glimlag op my gezicht. Ek is reg om hierdie mense te
charm. Welcome, Miss McKenzie.
Yes,
Your throne is here.
I get there, they're like, sorry, this card doesn't allow you access into the lounge. I was, excuse me? Because obviously it's international departures, but my card does give me access to the international departures lounge for this bank. I was like, please check again. You know when you're like, oh ma'am, your card has been declined.
Run it again.
Please check again. And you know, these people at these lounges, guys, live to tell you can't come in there. They are the bouncers of the airport. They were people that said, ooh, you're not on the list, sorry. Anyway, I then call the bank. This is on a Sunday morning. The bank answers lovely. They're like, oh, yes, you should have had the other card linked to that account. But I'm like, it's the same account. It's my money in your bank. That is the same account. No, you had to have your XYZ card and you've brought your ABC card. Unfortunately, sorry for you.
On the same account.
Same account.
Did you slink away with your tail between your legs?
Yes, and I went to And then I went to one of the coffee shops.
I'm so sorry.
I was heartbroken. I was like, this is not the way I want to start my trip. This is rude. Anyway.
International flights? That FNB Slow Lounge will know me for hours before we leave.
You saw my girl earlier. You like my mom. My mom will be at the airport. Her flight normally is at 8 p.m. She will phone me from 9:30 in the morning from Heathrow. Ik is hier by Heathrow. Ik sit en kyk in my hands.
No, I just want, I want biscuits and cheese and wine.
100%. Absolutely. I want to make the most of what my bank is supposed to be giving me.
However much airport food you're going to get, like if you're going on a flight with one meal,
yeah,
I'm going to eat three meals worth of food in that lounge. If I'm going on a flight with two meals, I'm going to eat six meals worth of food in that lounge.
And also, like, this is so weird to me because I think in my entire life, I've seen Rob eat four times because he just kind of goes. He's just this long human being that just, like, survives and forgets to eat, which is a problem I would love to have one day, is forgetting to eat. I can't. And he's now saying he has six meals in the airport.
Yeah. Well, it's just that I hooked
the club. I'm finished with you, dude. I'm done.
Do you like traveling?
I love it. I love traveling.
I hate it.
Really?
Oh, I want to be at the other side. The schlep of getting there. Lost my...
Ek love it om te reis. Vooral as ek op my eie is. Selfs as ek iewers gaan, sê dis 'n besigheidstrip om iets te gaan MC in die Kaap. Those like 4 hours. So let's say the travel, the check-in, and then the actual getting to Cape Town. I'm just by myself. I have my headphones on.
It's this.
I have a book.
Oh, the silence.
Exactly. I'm just by myself. I'm in comfy clothes. I'm like, you know, either prepping for the gig or I'm reading my book or listening to music. Yeah, I'm doing exactly what I want to do.
But that's because you are the on-the-goest person of all time. See, I have 3 hours during the day when I don't have to talk to anyone. Mm. I can just be at home and be quiet.
Yeah.
Because I get home, we have dinner, then my girlfriend goes off to do her radio show.
Yeah.
So I've got 3 hours from like 9:30 where there's no one in the house and I'm just in silence on my own. It's wonderful.
You have your 3 hours from 9:30. 9:30 begin die eyelid movies hier by my. Ek gaan slap baie vroeër as Rob. So maybe if I push for those 3 hours and go to bed at 1,
yeah,
then I will have my
granted,
silence.
You're not going to be crossfitting at 4:45 a.m. So some moments.
I am the most on-the-go person that Rob knows, but I have recently been making a concerted effort to slow down. But you can't 100 miles a year the whole time. Nie.
No, you can't.
That's how you vang op so 'n slechte manier. Stress kind of creeps up on you, eh? You think you got a handle on it, and sometimes we don't.
Yeah. We got two more clips here. Which one do you want? Top one or bottom one?
Bottom one, please.
Bottom one. What were we talking about this week?
Luister, so I saw a meme this morning. It was actually sent to me by a friend of mine, and it's a guy on a yacht, but it says a video, and it kind of like pans out. So you see him on this yacht, and then you just see how massive this yacht actually is. And the caption of the video is, "I'm not going to tell you when my kids have stopped doing extramural activities, but there will be signs." And that is exactly how I feel. My kids went back to school today. They do all kinds of, like, obviously their dad's a musician, so they play musical instruments, they do gymnastics, they've now also picked up CrossFit. Dit kos alles geld. There will be signs.
There will be signs when you don't have to pay for that anymore.
Correct. And when they don't have school fees anymore, but then there's university. I saw all the comments on this post and I was like, okay, cool. It really does never end.
It's expensive, huh?
It is expensive. And when I saw that meme, I actually thought of you. Because Rob has this thing about, as I wait, die later wen.
Oof.
Gaan ons allemaal wen.
Yeah.
As I says, groot, groot wen.
Yeah, we got a proper win though.
Yes.
Like, you can't retire many of your friends on 10 mil, but you can retire at least two of your friends on 150.
100%.
And you need to retire someone else with you if you win the lotto. Anders, wat gaan jy doen?
Yeah.
You're going to be on a Tuesday morning, you're going to be like, guys, let's go to the Bahamas. And all your friends are going to be like, sorry, I've got work. I've got a deadline for Thursday.
I'm busy with the Excel spreadsheet.
Sorry, I can't come to the Bahamas right now. I'm on a Zoom call. Like, if you don't retire the crew, then what do you?
Exactly. Exactly. We're all down for that. We are all down for that.
Ros always said if she wins the lotto, she'll quietly come into work for a while, a year or two, and then just wind herself down. Me, I'd be gone. My phone number would change overnight. No one would ever hear from me again. People would think I'd run away and drown in the ocean. You would never, ever see me again. No one would.
This is not a drill. This is not a joke. He is so serious about this. We have had this conversation
serious
so many times.
You would talk about me like you would talk about Bigfoot. There'd be sightings and signs. It'd be like people who are like, oh, I saw Elvis. You know? That'd be it. I'd be a rumor, a myth, a story of the kinders to vertel. You'd never hear from me again. I mean, is that not the way to do it?
Yes, well.
But quietly carry on with your normal 9-to-5. Yeah, man.
Rumpfwarf, the myth, the legend, Bigfoot.
Coming to Netflix soon. Where's Rob? Ja, is weg. Ons het hom verloor, iewers. Iets het gebeur, sy selfoon is af.
Last sighting, ORT International Airport.
Nee, my bro. That's not where the yacht departs from. Jy vang my nie eers by hulle gawe nie, hoor.
Jy gaan hom eers by die slow lunch kry nie.
Nee. You will not. There'll be signs.
My kop is seer, man.
Should we leave it there?
Yes.
That is the first of what's hopefully going to be the weekly Drive with Rob and Roz podcast.
I can't hear anybody.
We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good one.